Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Brian, Sue, Michael, Ruth, Andy, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Got a lot of other flu news I'm going to be going over. I want to hear specifically from you about if you're nurses or doctors or medical workers or police, different areas. We're getting the calls. They're being ordered to take it. Some cities and hospitals have ordered their employees to take it, but with no law, can they order you if you work there to take the shots? This is really criminal, what's happening. Let's go to Brian in New York. You're on the air, Brian.
Hi, how's it going, Alex? Actually, I'm in Montreal.
Okay, well, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention a few things. First, I'm very thankful that Dr. Horowitz came out with his affidavit, because when he talked with you in April, I recorded that, and I went and did my research afterwards. And in May, on the site 12160, I posted the article, Vaccines, The Who, Dr. Robertson, and the World's Collective Death Sentence. Now that Dr. Robertson has come out with his affidavit, he's backed up everything I had in my article. So all the doubters and all the people that were laughing at me and thought that I was insane and had the wrong idea, now they're going to have to take their foots out of their mouths.
Brian, I hear you, but I don't even really remember what you're talking about. So I certainly didn't. I don't remember the article. Sometimes we don't link to things early on, even if we think it may be true, if we can't prove it. Now that more and more is coming out about this, and as we have more and more evidence, and as major German newspapers report on a lot of this, we can cover it. I mean, I have to be careful what we do and don't cover here, but I appreciate you, Brian. Sue in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you.
I'm
not one of the workers that you said, but I do have advice for people who may feel that they have to go along with shots. My understanding from some research is that if people do consent rather than exercise their right to refuse, they should request single-dose vials that have no mercury in them of the vaccine. Do not accept a vaccine that comes from multi-dose vials.
Well, a lot of people been demanding the non-dimerosal, non-adjuvant shots, and they're being told they don't exist.
Well, they do exist, and a person can get online, ask drsears.com or other sites, I'm sure, to find out which companies offer which vaccines.
Okay.
I know Dr. Sears for sure has that information. He uses vaccines. Of course, we also recommend Dr. Tenpenny's site, who does not recommend vaccines. All very excellent information and concerns expressed on both sites. Ironically, some of the concerns are the same about mass vaccination and so on. But people do need to insist that they have the single dose. Also, there's an interesting fact on government websites regarding their purchasing in May and July. $700 million worth or so of adjuvant was ordered. And yet, if you visit the CDC website, question and answer section, will adjuvant be in our vaccines? The answer is no. So I'm concerned for our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world.
Okay, good to hear from you, Sue. We're taking calls quickly. Thank you. I want to be clear. I really want to hear at 1-800-259-9231, not just flu calls and your comment, your take, what you think's happening, but from police, military, firemen, medical workers, people that are being ordered to take it or are hearing they may be ordered to take it, or any news on quarantines, which are openly being announced. Also coming up, VeriChip granted exclusive license for patients used in virus triage detention system, H1N1 virus. I'm going to cover this when we come back briefly. Then I'm going to just rapid fire through your calls with Michelle, Ruth, Andy, Steve, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Now, our phone system here takes unlimited calls. We can take hundreds. The Genesis system has six lines. What I may do, we got somebody in there to take calls and screen them, because I am going to screen them today to make sure not your content other than what you're calling about. Are you a whistleblower? Let us know. We'll put you to the head of the lines, what I'm saying. That number, we're opening the phones up right now, is 888-201-2244. We'll take them from Genesis and out of our studios in Austin, Texas, in beautiful, sunny South Austin. 888-201-2244. That line is only for whistleblowers or people who are being ordered to take shots. 888-201-2244. That's the hotline, 888-201-2244. You can call whatever you want on the Genesis line.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Applied Digital Solutions, the Verichip company, has now weighed into all of this. They've tried to get legislation passed in states to make Alzheimer patients take the chip. They did a deal with the Bureau of Prisons in California to chip prisoners and parolees. That was in Reuters about 7 years ago. People got really upset, and that got canceled. They've done deals with upscale nightclubs to get into the VIP champagne rooms with the women. You've got to take a chip. They've done everything they can to push this, and their stock is up over 100%. It's more than doubled today on this news. Verichip Corporation, NASDAQ Chip is their name, the NASDAQ name, and its developer partner, Receptors LLC, announced today that Verichip has been granted an exclusive license to Receptors patent number 7,504,364, titled Methods of Making Arrays and Artificial Receptors, and patent number 7,469,076, sensors employing combinational artificial receptors or combinatorial artificial receptors in their application to the development of the virus triage detection system for the H1N1 virus. The patents can also be applied to detection systems for other viruses and biological threats, such as resistant Streptococcus bacteria. So, this is the medical tyranny, where everybody's going to have a chip, and that's in one of the four health care bills to make people on government health care and to have the federal government finance people having a medical chip that accesses and has your history on it and also accesses bigger, more detailed medical histories. And this is the new medical tyranny, the new martial law tyranny. First, they stage terror attacks, blame it on right-wing domestic patriots in 95 to set up their grid. Then they stage 9-11 to say it's, oh, just men in a cave. We're going to set up Homeland Security and put troops on the streets to stop them. Then their internal reports come out and they say, oh, this is really for the American people. This is really for gun owners, conservatives, anti-Federal Reserve protesters. This whole police state grid is for the American people. And now triage means... In fact, let's pull up the definition of triage. Definition of triage. But a paraphrase of the definition, we'll see if I'm completely accurate, is the practice of cutting losses. The practice of saying we got 1,000 people that are hurt. We've only got the medical systems to help 500. We're just going to completely not treat the other 500 and give everything to the 500 we choose. This is the basic shift from the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm that they haven't given in more than 12 years to medical students that are graduating as doctors and healthcare providers of Hippocrates. They are now shifting from that to the new bioethics eugenical system of where the medical system and the government decides who gets care, and they decide that they're going to ration the care, just like the cover of Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny. Here's the definition of triage. The sorting and allocation of treatment to patients and especially battle and disaster victims according to a system of priorities designed to maximize the number of survivors, the sorting of patients as in an emergency room according to the urgency of their need for care. But when they talk about triage in the case of flu, it means don't treat these people, treat those. That's in the World Health Organization definition. The assisting of priority order to projects on the basis of where funds and other resources can be best used and are most needed and are most likely to achieve success. So there's your definition of triage. So this is a triage chip deciding if you're in good with the globalist, are you going to be given treatment or are you not going to be given treatment? What does Reflections and Warnings, my new film with Aaron Russo, cover? How Nick Rockefeller told him the elites will have a chip, get out of jail free card, above the law. Now 900, almost a million, it's 900,000 2 years ago, I'm sure it's over a million now, get special license plates, government workers, police in California where they can run toll roads, the police can't run their plates, they get let go from DWIs. This is Orange County Register. This is mainstream news. It's the same thing as the chip with the license plate reading systems. They can't read the private plates of government, state, federal, and local workers. So that's what this is going to be, a chip proving you're a good globalist, a chip proving you're allowed to buy and sell. They're saying under Homeland Security, if you haven't paid your taxes or have bad debts, you're going to be put on the no-fly, no-gun-buy list. So no judge, no jury, you're just put on list, and you've got to take a chip to prove you're good. And if your chip doesn't work, they just turn it off. How would they sell giving us a chip? For more than a decade, I've told you, through medical emergencies and pandemics, and now their stock has doubled today. In fact, they probably brought it into me because I asked for it. Did Du print me the NASDAQ? Because everybody ran in here and was showing it to me. Let's pull up NASDAQ and go into the listing of stocks under NASDAQ Chip. Chip is the name of the product. Chip is what Verichip goes under on the NASDAQ. Because I'm told it's over 100%, but I want to... There it is. There's Chip. And... Yes, look at it. Look at it today. It has gone from an open of $1.75 to $3.26, or a 200%. It says it's an increase of $2. What were you saying, Jaron? 183% increase. There you go. Okay, it was more than 100. Excuse me. It was worse than I said. 180%+ increase in value right there on your screen for the chip. All right, I'm going to your phone calls, and I want to explain something. We have the Genesis phone lines, and then we have our phone lines. In fact, I've got... Pardon me? John in Virginia, you're up first, and Michael, Ruth, Steve, Julio, Joe, and others. Go ahead, sir.
Alex,
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, my wife is a nurse here in Richmond, Virginia. She's been a nurse for 18 years now. She's actually a supervisor now of pretty much a whole ER department. And she's been in the, you know, actually in the meetings when they've been told that they are going to have to take the shots. And they've already started making the regular flu shot this year mandatory. And they've also told them as soon as the H1N1 comes down, that those are going to be mandatory as well.
Well, a month ago we saw articles in New York where they were ordering nurses to take it, and the headline was 50%+ say no to the vaccine. But Obama is saying you don't have to take it, and that's a lie, that people are lying. It's like we're lying with the hired lobbyist, or we're lying he's increasing troops, or we're lying. No, he's lying. But the issue here is they've got the nurses all isolated by themselves, being told they've got to take it with no law. But then the nurses aren't standing up and speaking out, so the public doesn't even know this has begun. But if they're going to try to force medical workers, they're clearly going to try to force the general public. What is she saying? Is she going, wait, Obama says I don't have to?
Well, she's not taking it. She's found a way around it. Luckily, like I said, she's a supervisor, and she's found kind of a way around it.
And tell us the way she got around it, because we had a guy with his wife who's a nurse here in Austin saying that she's been ordered to take it or she's fired.
Right. They've done the same thing, but she's found a way to I guess, fudge the paperwork.
Because it's fraudulent color of law. Of course, if she stands her ground, they know they're going to have a lawsuit on their hands if they force her to do it. I mean, sir, do you see the outrageous precedent? They're saying, you got to take the flu shot now. You got to take the other shot now. This is getting ready to make everybody take it.
And it's not only just the nurses. I'm a former professional firefighter. Luckily, I'm out of it now. I'm out on the road driving a truck. I listen to you all the time, by the way. But the local fire departments in Richmond, Virginia, Richmond and all the surrounding areas have all received basically the same marching orders. They've all made the flu shot this year mandatory. And again, just like I said, as soon as they get the H1N1, they're making that mandatory as well. I've still got a ton of friends in the fire department, and they've all told me the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we've talked to police, and they've said they've been told not to tell anybody, but that they are being told they're going to have to take it, and they're probably going to, quote, make the public take it. Under level six, we're already under this official UN edict that we have to take it if they decide we do. And the troops are training for quarantines, you name it. This doesn't look good.
And they were told not to tell anybody also.
So there you go, the government engaging in sneaky evil with Obama saying everything's all right, you don't have to take it, while they're gearing up.
That's right. Well, thank you for your time. I just wanted to let you know it. I mean, for the people that don't believe it, it is going on.
Sir, can you get your wife without her name just to write up, and every other nurse, to writers@infowars.com? I'll make sure my guys get that, give it to Kurt Nemo and Paul. We'll take your letters. We were sent, it's printed off here like a month ago from a male nurse in New York where there was the letter saying they've got to take it and it's coming up. I've got so much info. The point is, this is happening and we can't get the general public to realize they're really gearing up for this.
Yeah, I can definitely do it. And she actually found out about it, I want to say 3 weeks to a month ago. I don't know the exact.
Yeah, that's when the feds started having them quietly do it. God bless you, sir. Anything else?
No, sir. Have a great day, Alex.
Thank you. All right, we've got Joe in Long Island who's watched a nurse on the Genesis phone system. We're going to come back to Joe. I'm going to get a clear list for the callers on our end. And we're going to continue. I mean, this is incredible. But do you see the military tactic of Obama and the media? This is what they always do. As they were burning Waco down in 93, ramming it with tanks and had troops firing into it on FLIR footage, they were broadcasting on bullhorns, "We're not assaulting. Come out with your hands up." When they come out, they shoot them. As they're firing, "We're not assaulting. This is not an assault," as they're shooting people. That's the same thing. We're not making you take the shot. It's a conspiracy theory. Nobody's got to take it. We're not making nurses take it. And then meanwhile, it's happening.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
These calls are going to be incredibly important, like that firefighter slash truck driver whose wife's in Virginia, told they got to take the shot, but don't tell the public. See, they want to keep all this secret. Just like their secrets, CDC documents admit it's giving people neurological disorders. That's mainstream news now, secret government documents. I mean, this is crazy. I know these calls are going to be important, but I got to move through them quick because I want to get to more people here. We're going to continue day after day here taking your calls, proving they're doing forced inoculations and that there's a media blackout on it except for a few articles in New York and Boston. Those are the two, and England's admitting it, France, Greece are admitting it, but not in the U.S. Because if we could admit they're forcibly inoculating and plan to do it for us, people stand up and say no. But if they just keep coming to the school going, you got to take it. Come to the nurse. You got to take it. People will be isolated individually and can be cornered. This is diabolical. This is how the tyranny works. But if we wake up, it fails. It is essential to get the word out that the vaccinations are forcible and have begun through color of law and fraud. We're going to go to Tom in Costa Rica, Joe in Long Island, Michael, everybody. Let's go to Joe in Long Island, wife is a nurse, then to Costa Rica. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I'll get right to the point. My wife is a nurse for 25 years at North Shore Long Island Jewish in Long Island, which is a conglomerate that owns all the major hospitals in the area. And she carpools with her supervisor, and she dropped the bomb on her the other day. They have to get a mandatory vaccination, and if they refuse, they will have 1 week paid administrative leave, and then after that week, you're put on a list.
So basically, they're threatening to make you lose your job, but the intel we've got from 2002 with the smallpox forced to knock and this one is if you say, fine, I'm going to court, they back off.
Right. I would ask her for over the last few weeks, couple of months, you know, have you heard anything? Have you heard anything? And then she mentioned it the other day, and I guess it makes perfect sense where they're really waiting to last second to spring it on them. And they also have a deadline of November.
Exactly. November 30th. So we can't build up resistance. Sorry,
right.
Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, they have a deadline of November 30th. And my wife, she's of the mindset, you know, she's finally listening to me. But her mindset is, well, I'm going to wait to the last minute. And they have these diluted rebellion things amongst the nurses in the hospital. Well, we'll sign a, you know, under protest. Or I'm like, you have to just not take the shot. You know,
look, any shot they try to make you take guarantees got bad stuff in it. The adjuvant alone, we've had medical doctor on after medical doctor. They admit when they gave conservatively half this much adjuvant in the anthrax shots, the Army admits it killed a bunch of the troops and paralyzed a bunch of them. I mean, there is no. Did you hear the caller, the lady yesterday, who's talking about the nurses who took the shot and their arms are paralyzed?
Yes, they did. And I would show my wife, you know, all the pertinent videos and articles to back everything up. And it's like she hasn't been listening to me for the last couple of years. And now all of a sudden the light goes on overhead. Well, why isn't this on, you know, mainstream news? And, you know, that's how far out of the loop she is.
Because it's a black op. It's a black op. This whole thing. Folks, I was a normal mainline libertarian talk show host till black helicopters started attacking cities in Texas and bribing police chiefs. And then when I spoke out against it, I got attacked in the media because there's giant black ops going on all over the place, all around us. I don't have all the answers. I'm just telling listeners, we're in a lot of trouble, folks.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's really called up, you know, because it's been out there for a few weeks now from the Long Island, you know, this major hospital, you know, because it's, I have a friend of
it's
mine.
It's every
who,
hospital. Yep. Look, I've got family in medical care, and they won't go on record. They're all being told in Austin this. We're getting calls from Austin. It's totally criminal. Don't tell anybody. Don't stand up for yourself, but we're going to forcibly inject you with the regular flu and the new one and with whatever else we say in the future. I appreciate your call. Great points. Have your wife on her day off call into the show. Let's go to a caller in Costa Rica. Tom, what's your intel?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for your broadcast and educating everyone. My daughter is a nurse in San Fernando Valley, West Hills Hospital, run by HCA Corporation out of Texas, one of the larger hospital operators. Last Thursday, the nurse came in with the regular flu shot to give to everyone. They were provided with a paper to fill out, one side to consent to and receive the shot. The other was to sign refusal, and at the bottom it said by October 1st.
Well, see, that's what the news is reporting, is that they're allowed to refuse, but then we keep getting intel that they're being told they'll be fired.
Well, they are, and this was, and you were.
Oh, wait. They told her she'd be fired? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And if you
wait, I'm going to shut up. You tell me what she said then. I misunderstood. I was hoping that they were.
I documented this and sent the letter that she gave me. I've educated my children for 15 years about this stuff.
When did you send it, and to what email?
I sent it to showtips at InfoWars last Friday.
Can you send it again right now?
I will. Hold on.
I want to talk to you during the break. Stay there. We'll be right back. We're going to give you an email.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
California. I have been sent these letters before. We've got a bunch of these letters coming in. Send them to showtips@infowars.com. Send it to aaron@infowars.com. I'll have everybody go back through. If you send them and you didn't see us post them, send them again. We have limited personnel. We're doing the best we can. The crew is working their butts off. I need Paul Watson and Steve Watson and Kurt Nemo to do separate stories. The big news is this is all hidden in plain view. They are ordering medical workers, people that carry out the trash at these facilities, I've confirmed in Austin as well, at hospitals, anybody that works at a hospital to take the regular flu shot and the H1N1 and maybe more, they're telling them, setting a whole precedent under Level 6 World Health Organization rules with the UN. They say they can have checkpoints, lockdowns. They've got a microchip they want to implant, it says, for the flu pandemic to prove you've had it. We've aired an Army officer last week who's training with the CHIPS in California. We confirmed the Army secretly training in checkpoints. So was the Marine Corps months ago. We didn't know exactly why. We've confirmed that to lock down cities and forced inoculations. Let me make it very clear to everybody. If we don't expose the danger of the vaccine, the illegalness of it, how it's a scam, and how they're lying about launching it, they're going to get away with launching this program against us. So we're a multi-pronged attack. Getting Horowitz's letter out is important, paramount, but also of paramount peak importance is exposing with the video clip of Obama. You can just YouTube it. Obama says you won't have to take vaccine. In fact, we ought to pull that up later. I may even go into overdrive, but I got so much to do today. Because finishing up with Tom, and I'm going to try to run to all these other callers. Tom, you've sent us the letter from your daughter in her hospital. I guess you want us to black her name out, obviously, because how dare her not want to take the shot. And so specifically,
they she didn't take the shot.
No, I'm saying
she didn't take the shot. They were shooting. They were giving them to everybody else on the staff. Those people weren't even asking whether it was H1N1 or the regular flu shot. They asked no questions. They just didn't want to lose their job by October 1st. And she was exposed 2 months ago, that the hospital told her. They told her she would be tested, checked. Nothing has occurred since then, and she told them that at this inoculation on Thursday and said, what about your testing? I may already have it. What is going on? What are you doing? Well, you'll have to talk to human resources. And we don't have all the information yet, but by October 1st, you take this or you must wear a mask. And if you don't wear the mask, she asked questions like, well, what are the parameters for wearing the mask? Do I have to wear it when I go to the bathroom? Are the doctors going to be required to take shots? Are visitors going to be required to take shots? We don't know. We'll have to ask human resources later. We don't have the policy for that. And yet they're giving shots last Thursday to everybody on their staff in West Hills, California.
Well, they're telling other people they're going to be fired if they don't take it. You just heard them.
Well, she was threatened. She, on the back of that document that I told you they presented to her, it said, if you don't comply, you will voluntarily be terminated. You will voluntarily resign. It's in the letter that I sent you.
Now, Tom, we've got the email from you. We don't have the letter. We don't have the hospital letter.
It was her letter to me explaining what she went through on Thursday.
But can you get us a copy of the original letter?
Oh, of the document, sure. I'll have to get that from her. She's at work today.
Okay, we're having call after call about this, and the news admitted a month ago in New York they were ordering the same thing. So we know this is going on. We just need the proof. So everybody send it. If whoever's got it, send it to showtips@infowars.com and Aaron@infowars.com. Thank you so much, sir. Michael in Chicago. Well, before I go to Michael in Chicago, here is the hotline number specifically if you were told you'd be fired if you didn't take the shot, and specifically on top of it, if you have a letter you can send us, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Here it is, 888-201-2244. Because if we can prove this is going on, which we know it is, everybody's calling in, whether it happened to their wives and husbands and other people, then we can have a united front by admitting this is going on. Let's talk to Michael in Chicago. Michael, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. A couple of quick items. My sister-in-law is a nurse in Northern California, and they've consistently tried to have her take the normal flu shots, and she's consistently refused. So I'll be in touch with her shortly to see, because we were trying to work on a strategy because we knew that, you know, they'd be pushing really hard, if not mandatory, for her to get the H1N1, shot. So I'll get that information from her. Second item, and I'm former military. This is in the Chicago breaking news deal. So something weird's going on here, down here at University of Chicago, and I'm in the area and affiliated with a lot of the medical folks down there. Professor just died due to a plague, some sort of plague deal that he was working on. Very suspicious story here. It indicates that he was a geneticist and that this exposure, this weakened strain of Yersinia pestis somehow became dangerous and that it somehow targeted his genetic makeup.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on with that. They've built 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in level 2, no big deal containment, at major universities across the country, from UT at Austin to the University of Chicago, all over the country, and that's what's going on here. I didn't see the particular article, though. What's the headline?
Chicago Department of Public Health, plague death, not a threat to public health. So now they're giving antibiotics to family, friends, and coworkers of this guy. And they don't know what they're downplaying it. But if you read the article, there's a lot of unanswered questions here. if I could jump, just the other day, we were at our daycare, and again, I'm in the University of Chicago, so everyone's, you know, in medical, whatever. One of the doctors hopped up. Her child is in the class with us, and she gave this huge pitch. You know, she's been in touch with the Department of Public Health, you name it, and it is imperative that, you know, get the kids vaccinated, you get vaccinated when, you know, when the vaccine becomes
available. They're brainwashing. Walgreens give mothers stickers in Austin that say, I vaccinated my child, I care. So it's like a cult of pro-vaccine people marching around, arrogantly writing editorials in everybody's face.
Yeah, they're absolutely nuts with it down here, including the woman who told us that we want to give vitamins to our daughter, which turned out to be fluoride for her teeth.
Amazing. God bless you, sir. I want to bring Paul Watson up briefly, and then specifically, guys, I'm having trouble with my call list computer in here. If you'll handwrite me, Bob, the any key whistleblower calls on our hotline, I'll be able to get it up. We're going to go to Steve, Ron, Alan, Jonathan here in just a moment with key info, but I wanted to bring Watson up. Watson, what's the best email for people to get into? I know you have several. For you to scan for letters that nurses and doctors are being given, ordering them to take the shot or they're fired, because we can break the hoax that Obama's put out saying nobody's got to take it. We've confirmed they're doing this, but we need the letters, not just people calling in with it. We have some New York articles where they are saying they want to make people take it, but then they backed off somewhat, so they're testing the water. But I want to put you on this with a bird's eye view to watch for the emails. Because people keep calling saying they've sent them, but we've missed them in the thousands of emails. What's the best email for you, Watson?
The best email, and this, if you send it to this one, both myself and Kurt will get it at the same time because we've both got access, is writers@infowars.com.
Okay, and that doesn't go into a general mailbox? You have a certain box for that?
That goes direct to me in my personal email as well.
What do you think about all this craziness going on?
I think that they're definitely preparing for a mass vaccination campaign. I don't think it's going to be enforced at gunpoint, but as we've discussed before, it's going to be about threatening people's jobs and taking people's rights away if they don't take it. So if you live in a cave, you know, up in the mountains or something, then, yeah, you don't have to take it without your life being affected, but for any of us who travel or any of us who have jobs or use any services connected to the state, then they're going to make you have it and they're going to force people to take it by taking
have you
right
seen,
away.
Exactly. Have you seen Verichip for a triage system where you take an implantable chip to prove you've had the shot?
Yeah, their stock's gone up 200% on a day when, you know, stock market's flat, so that's soaring up there. The story I put out a couple of hours ago is somebody who's a CEO, and they got sent a survey by the University of Virginia Health Department. And in that survey, there's 81 questions, some of which are about if there's a swine flu outbreak, you know, if it returns deadlier than ever, as we've been promised, will they follow the government's orders? Will they obey the authorities? And will they take the vaccine if it's, quote, delivered to them by the authorities?
So they're testing for martial law through the InfraGuard to see if they'll follow orders. What is the name of this incredible article?
It's Will Americans Obey Government Orders During a Swine Flu Pandemic? And it's this survey sponsored by a group that's specifically looking at what happens when people stop trusting authorities. And it's clear that they're gauging the response that Americans will have to the authorities going out and trying to inoculate people and generally, you know, imposing quarantines or telling them to stay in their own homes.
Clearly, Paul, they're using this as a cover for martial law, whether it's a deadly flu or not. We are in deep crap. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
My head is just spinning at this point. Let's go to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I work for a hospital in Illinois, and actually they're forcing us to take the regular flu shot, and then they're saying that we could possibly be forced into the swine flu shot depending on how many vaccinations are available.
Sure. So we know they're getting you ready with the regular flu. Next week with the official H1N1, this is confirmed. Everybody's calling in, nurses, husbands of nurses, wives of nurses, doctors. And then Obama's on TV saying you don't have to take it. What authority did they cite to make you take a deadly medical procedure to keep your job?
I have no idea. I mean, that's just what they're telling us right now. We actually can be terminated if we don't take the regular flu shot.
Did they give you a letter?
Actually, I got it pulled up now. I'm trying to send it to my other email address, so I don't send it from the actual hospital one.
Well, listen, we'll block it out. Yeah, no, I understand. Don't send it from the hospital one, because they'll... Okay, will you please... I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to give you a secret email so we get this. Will you please, please get that to me immediately? Because when we can show there's a giant secret operation going on, this is going to be so important to defeating this. How soon can you get us that email?
I'm working on it right now. I just need the email address.
We'll put him on hold, ladies and gentlemen. Get Dan in Illinois' info and get this sent to the secret email right now. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Because even if you're for the flu shot, they're lying on TV saying nobody has to take it, and I'm taking call after call from nurses and medical workers. They got to take it. Steve in Washington, you're on the air. Steve, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm just calling. Right now I'm in the military, and we just got an email about a week ago telling us to get ready to take the regular seasonal flu shot upcoming here in a couple of weeks. And then to be prepared next month to take the one for the H1N1. But, listening to your program over the past few months, you've been talking about all the negative effects you've been having when they were going through the trials. So, you know, from my point of view, I think I'm better off just taking my chances getting the swine flu, considering how it really hasn't had much of an effect on the people who've been having it. You know, there really hasn't been any deaths caused by it. You know,
well, I've got Reuters saying flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry, admitting it's going to hurt all these people, but saying if you get hurt, we're not even going to look at it being the vaccine. And then another Reuters saying swine flu death rate similar to seasonal flu. Expert says no big deal.
Yeah, but, you know, what the precedence that they're using from this is really, in my opinion, completely inaccurate based on the fact that there's been such a little effect that it's been having on people. So,
well, Steve, never forget that the White House science czar said they want to put sterilants in vaccines and your water to sterilize you. God bless you. The book's Eco-Science. John P. Holdren. All right, we've got Ron in New York. Wife is being forced to take vaccine. Ron, you're on the air.
Alex, it's a pleasure. My wife actually was terminated because she refused it. Her and
I've got to have her on. I've got to have her on, sir.
I
got such a lawsuit.
Her. I'm working away from my house right now, so...
No, I'm saying maybe we should get your number. Well, I mean, would your wife come on?
Not sure. I'd have to talk to her. Probably.
So they fired her. Tell us what happened.
Well, basically, they started with a memo saying that they may be a mandatory vaccination. Then about 2 weeks later, the nurse left to go get the bunch of antibiotics, whatever, the group, and told her straight out that either you take the shot or you don't have a job. And then her and five of her coworkers stood up and said, refused the shot, and all six of them lost their jobs.
That's Nazi Germany. But meanwhile, Obama's on TV saying it's a conspiracy theory. Nobody's got to take the shot.
Last year that I've been enlightened by you, I've come to not believe much that comes out of anybody's mouth.
That, normally if they say something, it's 180 degrees different.
Like I said, she they told her, well, the remainder of your career in the medical field will be at jeopardy if you don't take these shots.
My God, she's got, and they terminated her for what?
Because she refused.
And there's no way to get your wife on. She doesn't want to talk?
Well, I just heard you talking about it today, wanted to make the call, and I haven't even talked to her.
We won't pressure you, but can I put you on hold and get your name and number, or can we give you our number? The producer's number, so you can call us.
I'll give her a call and talk to her and see if I can get her to call.
Okay. John Harmon, please give him our producer number here. And Ron, call us. It's important your wife come on and fight this. She has nothing else to lose. But good job saying no.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Oh, man. And then these bastards on TV say none of this is happening. Caller after caller after caller after caller. And I could take hundreds. We'll do it tomorrow. Let's talk to Alan in Kansas. Mom works for health department. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, my mom was saying that the swine flu vaccines are on their way and that they don't have to take it mandatory, but it's kind of like if you don't take it, you really can't work here because you're around a bunch of people. So it's mainly fear to take it. And it's about all I really got from her. I asked her for a letter, but she hasn't got anything like that.
Okay, I got to stop you. This is off the charts, what Paul Hartman just gave me. Off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll finish your point. I'll cover it when we come back. I can't believe what I was just given. Go ahead.
Hello?
Got anything else, sir?
Yeah, actually, some kind of for everybody to look at your hands.
You know what? This is too big. I'm skipping the break. Finish your point, sir, and then I've got it. The Navy admits they're preparing for martial law for forced inoculation. This is Navy.mil, off the charts, mega huge. These bastards, we've got to say no to this. I'm sorry. It's all coming in fast now. Man, I tell you what, nobody's giving me or my wife or my kids any damn shots. I've had enough of you eugenics scum, you murdering bastards, you Hitlerian pieces of trash. We're on to you, and I want them brought to justice. They're trying to break our back and train us to take whatever poison they put in us. Go ahead and finish your point, sir.
Yes, everybody to look at your hands, and if you have an X in the center or directly above it, it means that your genes have been mutated by vaccines, and now you get X-Men, how X-Men has mutated genes.
Oh, yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. So we're talking about serious issues here. It is true that mercury and vaccines can mutate the DNA and mutate babies in the womb and genetically from the zygote level. All right, let's get serious here. This is from Navy.mil, official website of the United States Navy. You see that? Official website of the United States Navy. When I broke the MIAC and DHS reports, people didn't believe me and said they were a hoax. None of this is a hoax. This is Navy.mil, red alert, red alert. It's up on Infowars.com, saved in case they can't take it down. Red alert, ladies and gentlemen. Panamax. 2009, U.S. military exercise to train soldiers to impose pandemic martial law. Editor's note, military exercise designed to train soldiers to stop people from going to work and school, according to U.S. Navy. And the U.S. Navy announces in the article that that is the case, confirming what the Army soldier said in the YouTube video last week, working with the CHIP, California Highway Patrol in California. Confirming everything we saw start in January when I told you I believe they were going to launch pandemic flu, or at least the fear of the flu, for martial law in the fall to pass the government health care, the banking takeover by offshore banks, the hate crime, hate speech laws, their whole agenda this fall, this winter. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the absolute final piece of the puzzle, red level. Now, I've got to go in and finish Fall of the Republic, and I've got to go in and work on this all day, or I'd go into overdrive. But we will be live 11 a.m. tomorrow to cover this in detail and tell everybody you know to tune in tomorrow 11 a.m. because there will be a detailed report on the full spectrum of what we're dealing with here. Representatives of 10 U.S. government agencies are holding a two-day tabletop exercise in cooperation with the government of Panama to assist in responding to any future influenza pandemic. September 16th, the agency representatives are in Panama in conjunction. This already happened. And it goes on, representatives discuss how the United States and Panamanian government can manage an influenza outbreak by utilizing their agencies to assist in combat and pandemic, to combat a pandemic. Our goal is to work as close as possible with Panamanians in case there's a real threat, such as a pandemic influenza, said U.S. Navy Captain Miguel Cubillo, a medical doctor and command surgeon of the U.S. Southern Command. We want to help them set a plan for outbreak that does not have a great impact on our economy, stop people from going to work and school, and stop the operations. The agencies present included the Department of State, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Agriculture, Department of Commerce, Federal Aviation Administration, U.S. Agency for International Development, Department of Health and Human Services, U.S. Army, U.S. Coast Guard, and Navy. Since the severity of the flu outbreaks is difficult to predict, the U.S. agencies are sharing tools and information to help Panama combat any level level of influenza outbreak. Influenza usually starts suddenly and symptoms include and goes on. U.S. Navy's working with Panamanian government and other agencies to build a preventative plan to fight against disease, not just the flu. Same thing's going on here in the U.S. According to U.S. Coast Guard, head of the Coast Guard's Environment Division plan, Navy Coast Guard vessels can play an important role. Coast Guard to work diligently, provide maritime support and a role to help people of Panama. And it goes on to talk about largest multinational training exercise in the world. They did this earlier 2 months ago, landing in Florida for a practice takeover of the U.S. They had FEMA NLE09 with 14 nations domestically for a takeover of the U.S. I forgot about that. The 2009 is the largest multinational training exercise. More than 20 vessels and a dozen aircraft are involved in the exercise. Participants are focusing on a variety of response to any request from the government to protect and guarantee safe passage through traffic, ensure its neutrality, and respect national sovereignty. And it goes on. So U.S. forces run out of Fort Sam, San Antonio, Texas, to practice taking over Panama for that. But that's confirmed going on in the United States as well under level 6. They've said they may have quarantines and lockdowns. That's been done in the dark winter drills, looking at smallpox, anthrax, and an avian or other type super flu scenario. We got a bunch of callers calling in here. Reps came to his school about the flu shot. Jonathan, Arkansas, tell us quickly.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm IT Tech, and last week, our state representative comes to our school and starts talking to us about the flu shots and how important it is for us to get them, and then he goes into this long speech about our amendment rights and how we can tear down the government that's not for us and everything. So after his little speech, I come to him and I say, why is our government trying to disarm us? And he's like, what do you mean? I said, there's a shortage of ammunition for us to protect ourselves and everything like that. And he says, I have no idea what you're talking about, because right when I said that, his eyes went big, and he was like almost ready to get out of there, you know what I mean? Because he hasn't run into any kind of students or whatever like that that haven't spoken to him like that, or he wouldn't expect us to know about that sort of thing. You know what I mean, Alex?
Absolutely. So how did it end?
I continued talking with him, and he left, and a police officer that had came there with him had pulled me aside and said, you need to watch what you say and everything like that.
In America, you don't dare talk to a congressman. See, I mean, the police have been turned into nothing but secret police.
Absolutely. And here in Arkansas, I remember hearing a gentleman on the phone saying about, unless you're in a cave or you can escape it. You really can't escape it, because I have family from southern Arkansas, Dermart, Arkansas, McGee, Arkansas, out there in those rural areas and everything like that. They're putting it in their heads like, hey, we're out here to save you and everything. Come get this free flu shot and everything like that. You know what I mean? We're here to help you. Lord,
God bless you, sir. I'm out of time. Yes, they're brainwashing. Here's the bottom line. They're taking over the banks. They're taking over our society. They're plunging the dollar. They're bringing in tyranny. They need this flu as a pretext to clamp down with martial law during the fall of the Republic. And this next 3-4 months is the most important time in history up until this point. It'll probably just get more serious after that. This is a key test for humanity to spread the word about how this flu is a hoax and nothing but a takeover cover. Retransmission starts now with key info. Dr. Leonard Horowitz coming up at InfoWars.com on the streams. Great job, crew. Back live, 11 a.m. Tell your friends and family to tune in for key info. The revolution starts here.
Number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.